Coda hadn't moved for 20 minutes, according to the feed from the security cam that Juno had sliced into. The apprentice was relieved to see that it hadn't been a loop. The drunken Jedi was exactly where he had expected him to be, showing no signs of alarm. The apprentice kicked the table, startling Coda awake. The fallen Jedi lifted his head with a jerk, revealing a disheveled shadow of the man he had once been. His cheeks were hollow and thick with stubble. Dirty bandages wrapped around his head hid his eye sockets from view. "General Coda?" Coda's voice was slurred.
"I paid for this table. So whoever you are, get lost."
"General Coda, I've tracked you across the galaxy from Nar Shadda to Zaist."
"Who are you, boy?"
Coda's brows tightened.
"A bounty hunter?"
"Not quite, but I have been watching you." He leaned closer and lowered his voice. "I think we can help each other, Jedi." Coda pulled a face and gestured toward his bandaged eyes.
"I'm no Jedi now. Not since this."
"I don't need your eyes. Just your mind. And everything you know about fighting the Empire." Coda slumped back into his chair.
"Nobody fights the Empire and wins, boy."
A sudden commotion in the doorway attracted the apprentice's attention. Six stormtroopers had entered the vapor room, flanked by two bipedal mechanical walkers, each controlled by a pair of surly-looking Ugnaughts. The lead trooper grabbed the stocky bouncer and began asking questions, while his offsiders visually scanned the bar. The apprentice cursed the Imperial's timing. Juno had intercepted the message from a local rat, alerting station security to Coda's presence, but they had been unable to spirit him away in time. He sighed and straightened, unhooking his lightsaber and placing himself between Coda and the Imperials.
"You'd better hope you're wrong about that, General."
He activated the glowing green blade that had once belonged to the man whose life he'd ruined. Coda flinched as though he had been struck and dived under the table.
"Stand up, General!" the apprentice called over the racket. "They may be shooting at me right now, but they came here for you!"
Then he was forced to concentrate on the Imperials and their local allies. The smell of scorched Ugnaught fur made the bar smell even worse. From outside, he could already hear the clanking of reinforcements. Whoever was behind Coda's attempted capture, they weren't taking any chances.
"Come on!" he yelled at the cowering general. "Follow the sound of my lightsaber!"
As the apprentice fought his way toward the bar's back door, he calmed the rogue shadow and told Juno that he would need a rapid dust-off.
"Same place I dropped you off, I presume."
"Unless it gets too hot there."
He brought the ceiling down on one of the troopers and telekinetically threw rubble at another.
"We have to go, General. Are you with me or not?"
Coda took a step forward, stumbled, and looked momentarily lost.
"Do you have a name, boy?"
"No."
"Well, there's no denying your willingness to kill stormtroopers.
I have a contact in the Senate who might be able to use your lightsaber."